Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your morning update for this Friday, April 19th, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf.
Where the Northland meets no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf at a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls at the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around.
All right, our weather, if you happen to look outside, yeah, it's not too great. A little bit of snow out there, but today, cloudy and windy again. Our high today, only about 39 degrees. Sunny skies tomorrow, warming up a little bit to 52, and then sunshine to wrap up your weekend on Sunday. And we're looking at a high of about 60 for Sunday. Well, Colonel Tim Monroe, commander of the 319th Reconnaissance Wing, took to social media yesterday to talk about Wednesday's lockdown at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Now, the video talks about the reported sound of gunfire that triggered the 3.5-hour lockdown. Now, Colonel Monroe says it's vital for base personnel and families to have a plan ready when an ad hoc warning occurs. Now, they must find alternative means of communication to keep the 911 clear during emergencies. A door-to-door search didn't turn up the cause of the sound, and the all-clear was given. Well, the number of drug recognition experts, or DREs, in North Dakota has increased to a total of 63 officers in 23 different agencies as 420 approaches. April 20th, more commonly known as 420, has become synonymous with increased recreational marijuana use and with it the potential for more impaired drivers on the road. Drug recognition experts are specially trained in recognizing if a driver is under the influence of drugs like marijuana. Recently completed roadside drug testing pilot reveal the presence of marijuana in more than half of those suspected to be under the influence. The North Dakota Highway Patrol says alcohol and drug-related crashes, fatalities, and arrests are 100% preventable. Well, North Dakota First Lady Catherine Burgum continues to work to eliminate the stigma and shame of addiction. She was the featured speaker at the 10th Annual Women for Philanthropy Luncheon at UND. North Dakota started a statewide stigma survey in 2018 to evaluate the baseline attitudes people have toward addiction and recovery. A 2021 survey found the state had experienced an 11% reduction in stigmatized attitudes. Burgum has been a long-term recovery for almost 20 years. Burgum and her husband, Governor Doug Burgum, will end their two terms in office in December. Former music teacher and choir director with Fertile Beltrami Public Schools sentenced for sex charges involving a minor. Richard John Schramm, 31, initially charged with criminal sexual conduct, first degree, penetration under 18, contact under 14, use force and criminal sexual conduct, third degree penetration of a victim of 14 to 15. Now, as part of the plea deal, the first degree charge was dropped. Court documents indicate Schramm was sentenced to spend 30 days in the Todd County Jail with a three-year prison sentence stayed for 15 years. He's also been placed on supervised probation for 15 years and will complete outpatient sex offender treatment according to the sentencing order. And we're going to take a break. We will have more news for you right after this.
What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services, so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you?
All right, finally, in sports, University of North Dakota head hockey coach Brad Berry announced that goaltender T.J. Simpfenfelter will transfer to UND for his final year of eligibility in 2024-25. Now, Semptenfelter comes to North Dakota after spending the last two seasons at Arizona State and beginning his career with Northeastern. NHL last night, Minnesota Wild wrapped up their season by losing to the Seattle Kraken 4-3. Both teams failed to make the playoffs. High school baseball yesterday between Devil's Lake and Grand Forks Central and the game with Red River and West Fargo Cheyenne were postponed. East Grand Forks and Grand Forks Central game for tonight has also been postponed. And girls softball for today has been called. Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins are back at home today to take on the Detroit Tigers. Game time is 7:10 tonight. And finally, in the NBA, Minnesota Timberwolves start their playoff run tomorrow afternoon as they start the best of seven series against the Phoenix Suns. That game starts at 2:30. And that is your morning update brought to you by Rumors Sports Bar and Casino. Head on over there today, man. You can get yourself any pizza for just $9. They got the lunchtime bingo. In fact, while you're in there, play bingo, bet on the horses, try your luck with charitable gaming. You can check out all of your favorite sports. Watch the Twins, watch the Timberwolves. It's wall-to-wall TVs in there. Just a great place with a great atmosphere. Rumors Sports Bar Casino. They're in the Grand Cities Mall. They're open every day from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Check it out. And make sure you catch Midwest Super Pixel Pros today at 2. Icky Ichabod's Weird Wrestling tonight comes your way at 9 o'clock. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday morning. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. In the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.